You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear on 1st April a Gyanmati Mosque Management Committee's plea against an Allahabad High Court decision upholding a lower court's order allowing Hindu prayers in the southern cellar of the mosque. Bench of Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra will hear the plea of Anjuman Intizamia Masjid Committee, which manages the affairs of the Gyanmati Mosque in Varanasi, challenging the HC's 26th February decision. Five people died and over 100 were injured as a sudden storm wreaked havoc in parts of Jalpaiguri district in northern West Bengal on Sunday. Several hutments and houses were damaged, trees uprooted and electric poles came crashing down as strong winds accompanied by hail struck most parts of the district headquarters town and many areas of neighbouring Mainaguri. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee cancelled her scheduled programmes and arrived in Jalpaiguri to meet the victims' families. Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan suffered a shock defeat at the ballot box against the main opposition party amid rampant inflation and the highest borrowing costs since the president swept to power more than two decades ago. Erdogan's AK party fell behind the main opposition Republican People's Party, known as CHP, in Sunday's municipal elections for the first time ever, according to early results published by state broadcaster TRT. Comeback man Rishabh Pant hit a much-awaited 50 after David Warner's well-constructed 52 set up Delhi Capitals' convincing 20-run win over Chennai Super Kings, for whom veteran MS Dhoni's vintage knock was not enough to cross the line in their IPL match on Sunday. Faced with a tough 192-run target, the Super Kings tried to scale it down through Ajinkya Rahane, 45, Dhoni, 37 not out, and Daryl Mitchell, 34, but the Capitals carried far too many guns for them on the night. The Godzilla King Kong combo stomped on expectations as Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, rode to an $80 million opening on 3,861 North American screens, according to Sunday Studio estimates. The monster merger from Warner Bros. And Legendary Pictures starring Rebecca Hall and Brian Tyree Henry brought the second-highest opening in what has been a robust year, falling just short of the $81.5 million debut of Dune Part 2.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast, or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.